Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. It is Friday, January 12th. Thank God it's Friday. It's been a very interesting week. Lots of developments on the world scene, most of which are completely out of our control, and that's the, I guess, the biggest complaint that all of us really seem to have about what's happening in the United States and consequently in our world today. There are a lot of people with ideas and opinions about how the situation can be saved. Next week, on Tuesday night, I may be having a guest, depending on his availability, who's got a proposal, a program for a way to get us some good people in office in Congress, and, of course, in all elective offices. That's our great dream. You know, theoretically, this system, this so-called democratic system that we have, enables us to elect our leaders. But, you know, as I see it, the big problem we have now is that even though in this past election we presumably elected quote-unquote leaders who we want to oppose these expanding efforts to involve the United States in wars abroad, unnecessary wars that don't have any have anything to do with America's interests, I'm not really so certain that those leaders who have been elected are really going to do that. But in any case, I will know soon enough whether or not that particular guest will be available on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, I'm going to be joined by a reporter for American Free Press. I've never met him. He's never been, to the best of my knowledge, in the American Free Press office at all. His name is Mark Anderson, but he has written for American Free Press on a pretty regular basis over the past couple years. And his articles are very interesting because they are very grassroots-oriented. They talk about what people are doing around the country to oppose the New World Order, to oppose the globalist efforts of the liberals and conservatives alike, the corporate interests that are the real powers that be in this country and who stand to benefit from a lot of the policies that we oppose. And when I say we, I mean the people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, those who broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and all the good people who call themselves patriots, nationalists, white separatists, whatever you want to call it. You know, select your own title. Everybody has a beef with the opinions of others over one thing or another. But basically, the one thing that unites us all is the fact that we are opposed to this politics as usual, this ongoing destruction of America within, and the potential destruction of America from abroad because of the policies being carried out by our government, which are making us so many enemies around the world. Well, I said a lot there, talking about Mark Anderson. In any case, Mark is going to be the guest on Wednesday night. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. Mark's going to review some of the work that he's done for this for American Free Press. I'm looking forward to talking with Mark. As I say, he's been working with American Free Press for quite a while, but I've never met him. In fact, you know, it's funny, Mike Blair, who's been writing for American Free Press since it started, and for years before that for the Spotlight, I had never met him until, good Lord, just about 10 years ago. And you know, all of a sudden, folks, I'm beginning to think that, in fact, that I never did meet Mike, that, you know, I've talked to him on the phone so many times, and he was supposed to come to one of our conferences and then didn't show up, so I'm not even sure that I met Mike, but I feel like I know him. I've read so many good articles he's written on the POWs and MIAs and all a wide variety of other issues. And I'm going to have Mike on the show one evening, too, as I said, especially for the purpose of talking about John McCain. Because as has been confirmed by a lot of our callers from Arizona, John McCain is no hero.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. And, of course, it is courtesy of my sponsor, Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. You can get a bottle of it just by calling their 800 number, 60 capsules in that bottle, 800-327-0727. Call them up. Try it out. If you're satisfied, pay the bill that they've enclosed. If you're not, send it back. That's a pretty good offer. Very few people are willing to send you their product absolutely free for a trial. But Frank Lampley at Headache Stay Gone is willing to do it, and I know why he's willing to do it, because the product works. So I do strongly suggest it. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com. Well, due to a little technical difficulty there before the break, I was cut off, and I don't know exactly where I was cut off by the commercial, but I was talking about the fact I'm going to have Mark Anderson on the show next Wednesday, and also I pointed out that I'd never met Mark, but I've enjoyed the things that he's written. Likewise with my colleague, Mike Blair, and I said I'm going to have him on one night specifically to talk about John McCain, but also I want to have Mike on another night to talk about his research, really his pioneer research into the whole issue of the POWs and the MIAs. Now, you know, I always say, without hesitation, that I consider myself a hack writer with opinions. And, you know, the big secret, folks, is that most of the people writing on the Internet today are hack writers with opinions, although they probably don't realize it themselves. But the Internet has really been a boon for hack writers and also for a lot of people with opinions who shouldn't be allowed near the Internet. But you can't say that about Mike Blair. Mike Blair is an old-fashioned investigative reporter of the best sort. And, you know, I'll tell you what, you can say that about Mark Anderson, too. Both of these guys, they really have dug out some real solid information. They've gone out in the field and brought it out. And Mike Blair has been doing it for years and years and years. And, you know, the amazing thing is that Mike has never been in the best of health, but he has still nonetheless pounded away on that typewriter. And I think he finally graduated to a computer. But he's brought out some stories about the POW issue that just have never seen the kind of airing that they need. And, you know, I tell you, these POWs, we're talking going back to Korea, Vietnam, you know, and now we've got this war over here in the Middle East now. You know, I read today in the paper, 24-year-old guy, a guy from the Army 101st Airborne Division, sentenced to 18 years in prison after pleading guilty to murdering three detainees during a raid on a suspected al-Qaeda compound. He said he knew it was illegal, but he thought he was doing a greater good by killing detainees who might have been al-Qaeda agents in Iraq. You know, I think this is a real tragedy, folks. He probably shouldn't have done what he did, but, you know, he was brainwashed. He was following his leader, this rotten little man in the White House, and now this guy's going to prison for 18 years. He's not responsible. George Bush is responsible. You know, it's kind of funny. George Bush spoke at Fort Benning the other day and presented a Medal of Honor posthumously to a guy who died in Iraq, you know. Well, there were 300 soldiers that had the so-called honor of having lunch with the president. But the soldiers were not permitted to talk to reporters, and from the report that appeared in the Washington Post, that reception that Bush got from the soldiers there at Fort Bragg was not the usual rah-rah situation. The soldiers were attentive but quiet. You know, it's funny, when the press complained that they weren't allowed to talk to the reporters, the people there in the base said, well, we'll let you talk to a few people. People, of course, that they selected. Well, you know, very, very interesting. Speaking of al-Qaeda, you know, this lying Joe Lieberman, or maybe we should call him Joe Lieberman, this so-called independent from Connecticut, he was on CNN the other day, and he's referencing Iran and al-Qaeda in one breath. But the funny thing is, as someone has pointed out, the Iranians are Shiite Muslims, and al-Qaeda's are Sunni Muslims. But, of course, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to Joe Lieberman because he's part of this whole lying propaganda campaign to get us into a war. And, you know, it's a nonstop crusade in the mass media. You know, it's funny. Got an email from one of our listeners who pointed out that there was a PBS special on the subject of anti-Semitism, ran the other night here in the Washington area. I think it ran on every single one of the PBS stations, and it's very rare that they run them all at the same, that they always run the same program. But I watched this PBS special, and it went on and on and on and on about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, and, of course, repeatedly saying that this was an old fraud, an old forgery. You know, they mixed their terminology there. Fraud isn't necessarily a forgery, but a forgery can always be a fraud. In any case, what's interesting about it is that they're trying to suggest that anyone who dares say anything about the predominance of Jewish political power in the United States and the way it's been dictating the course and conduct of U.S. foreign policy, if anyone talks about Jewish influence in the media, if anyone talks about the causes of the Iraq War and the attempts to get us into war against Iran, if anybody talks about any of these things, which are completely, completely documentable, well, these people then, according to this PBS special, are simply echoing old lies from this forgery, this fraud, they call it, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Now, of course, the protocols came out in the 1890s, I guess. So they certainly don't reference the Iraq War. They certainly don't reference Iran. They certainly don't reference Jewish political power in the United States. They don't talk about any specifics of that nature. So, again, what I'm saying here is that we are deliberately being misdirected. And, you know, it's all part and parcel of something, you know, something that's been going on for a long, long time, you know. And now, of course, we have Iran hanging over our heads, and I find it pretty scary. Chuck Hagel, who is a Vietnam veteran, serves in the Senate from Nebraska. He says that President Bush's plan, his surge, is the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in the country since Vietnam, if it is carried out. Well, you know, we should be paying attention to Senator Chuck Hagel, but we're not. No, we're paying attention to our President George W. Bush. All right, well, I'm going to go to the phones here, folks. First of all, let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
If I were to forge a check of yours, I would sign your name to a check, which would mean that I am forging an original. So if the Protocols of the Elders of Zion is a forgery, what is the original?
Very good point.
That's something I've never understood. The Jews claim that, oh, it's all a forgery. Well, if it's a forgery, it's an alternate of the original.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Somebody show me the original. You can't have a forgery without having an original.
That's a very good point.
You can have an out-and-out lie. You can have a misstatement. You can have anything you want to call it. But a forgery implies that there has to be an original. And nobody ever brings up this question.
Well, you know, part of it, Jim, is because there is this constant bombardment of the use of that term forgery, you know, or fraud, alternately. And, you know, as I've mentioned on this program, an old friend of mine, Ralph Grandinetti, did some really stellar research over here at the Library of Congress. And unfortunately, I learned here on this program with one of our callers, John DeNugent, that Ralph apparently is no longer with us. And that's a crying shame because he was preparing a very, very detailed history from documentable sources, published sources, even including in the Jewish press, talking about the real history of the real protocols that have come down to us through this often reprinted document that's so controversial. I'm hoping
The forgery. You have to call it the forgery.
The forgery, exactly, yeah.
Because that's what they call it. Hey, I'll call it what they call it. And if it's a forgery, there has to be an original. I can't forge a check of yours if I don't have an original.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean,
that's a good point.
This is so outrageous, and nobody questions this. Nobody says, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Well, some people question it, but they never question it in that exact sense. But we're back to John McCain. Boy, this is a character here. This is a guy that I read years ago when I first got on the Internet. I've been looking on the Internet ever since I retired, and that's all I got to do. But I checked these people, his fellow prisoners of war, called him a lying traitor, no good scum rat. That's what they called him. That's not me saying it. It's some of his fellow prisoners of war.
Oh, that's exactly right. Mike Blair wrote about that in the Spotlight. And, you know, I'll tell you, back in the old days when we had the Spotlight, I'll let something out very, very interesting.
Maybe that's where I read it, but it was years ago I read about it.
Well, it's been around. I'll tell you what, there's a guy down in North Carolina whose name escapes me at the moment. He's been doing a lot of good I don't know if he's still working, but he's been doing a lot of good material on John McCain over the years, specifically referring back to some of McCain's antics as a prisoner of war. All right, Jim, we have a break coming up here. Hold
hey,
on. If
can
you
I
want.
Hang on? Because I have a couple more points to make about his...
Please hang on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper, we're going to the break. Stay tuned.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Stopped down there at the office today and saw the final printed version of this week's paper. Interesting stuff in there. Great article by Mark Glenn on some of the racketeers who are running the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives, namely Rahm Emanuel. And, of course, as I said, we have a front page story by David Irving telling his firsthand account of the very bizarre but sometimes humorous events that led up to his arrest in Austria on charges of Schutter's Holocaust denial. So, good issue this week. All right, we have Jim calling all the way from Texas, part of a Texas trio on board with us right now. Jim, you were about to make a couple other points.
Yeah, I was talking about Mr. McCain, that wonderful fellow here, who is known as a rat, a fink, and just about the worst. And he's less bad than his father was, who was Admiral McCain, who covered up the Liberty bit. And his grandfather was also, I understand, also an admiral in the Navy. So this is ridiculous. This is a whole family of traitors, turncoats, and who knows what else. And it's just ridiculous that the media would, well, it's not ridiculous that the media would, because that's what they do, but that anybody would have anything to do with anything this man says.
You know, I'll tell you something. I was going to mention something on the air here, which I think is kind of revealing about the Bush gang. Back in the, I think it was in the 1990s, Boy, I'm getting old here. I guess it was
2000 election when they supposedly sabotaged him in South Carolina.
Well, it was in 2000, the year that Bush Jr. got elected president.
Yeah.
He was running against John McCain in the primaries.
And they sabotaged him in South Carolina. They told a bunch of horrible things about him. What they did was tell the truth about him.
Well, I will tell you this much, that the Spotlight newspaper, from what I understand, I never got all the specific details on it. No one there at American Free Press seems to remember exactly what it was all about. But the Spotlight was secretly approached by the George W. Bush campaign. And evidently, they offered to finance the printing of a Spotlight report on John McCain exposing all of his warts and viruses. Well, that never happened. It never materialized. But the fact is, that just goes to show you what dirty tricks these politicians will play on one another. Can you imagine how the Bush gang would have to apologize and explain why they approached an evil newspaper like the Spotlight to try to get John McCain?
Well, they have to go to a roundabout way to get the truth out, because you can't do it directly and forthwith, because that would involve the major news media.
But,
so you gotta weasel it around in order to get the truth out.
But you know what, Jim? It has always occurred to me that it actually may have been a dirty trick by the McCain campaign on the Bush campaign. Somebody, a McCain plant inside the Bush campaign may have been trying to link Bush to Liberty Lobby.
Right, and say this is all a bunch of dirty tricks. That's how they operate. What you got to do is you have to realize, most people don't, but you have to realize that anything you hear from the major news media, it's always convoluted. It's always a lie to some extent or another. And once you realize that, then you can read between the lines. Everything they say, you can see, well, this is what they're really doing.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's why I actually encourage people to read their daily newspapers, because sometimes you can actually find out the truth by reading between the lines, you know?
You have to, because otherwise you'll never know anything if you don't read between the lines.
You know, with guys like McCain and all the members of Congress, we've had people suggest they should go through brain scans and stuff. But you know, Jim, I'll tell you something. I have a very good friend who is a long-time handwriting analyst, and she has worked for corporations, major corporations, and other entities analyzing people's handwriting.
Yeah.
And I've seen her do it, and she's very, very good. And I just wish to hell I could get a sample of the handwriting of every member of Congress and some of our presidential hopefuls and just run it by her and just put it all together and let the American people see exactly, from the perspective of a very skilled handwriting analyst, what these people are all about. Because I want to tell you something, a lot of people dismiss handwriting analysis, but the very fact that intelligence agencies and major corporations employ handwriting analysts is very, very telling. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to make every public candidate for public office submit his handwriting for a public analysis.
Well, I've learned to get around that, because I'm better than in handwriting analysis, because I can look at someone that says Israel is our gallant little ally in the Middle East and our only friend, and that tells me automatically that they're lying. I don't have to go any further than that.
You know. I think you put your finger on something there, Jim.
I don't know if any of your readers are into this, but they should look up the old saying of beyond the pale, because that tells the whole thing right there. That explained Tsarist Russia and what our chosen people were doing in Tsarist Russia in the 1880s, when they had the Pale of the Settlement, they called it. In other words, the Jews weren't allowed, they were only allowed to live in Poland, Lithuania, and so forth. They weren't allowed into the major portion of Russia. And that was for a reason, because the Tsar, actually, it was a couple of czars, because they killed one of them like in 1887 or something like that.
Hey, Jim, we got that break coming up here. Hang on there.
All right.
Got another break coming up, and we'll go to our other callers. Check. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headaches Dagon.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Got a few callers lined up, but we're going to give Jim from Texas a minute or so to wrap it up. Jim, go ahead. You were talking about the Pale of Settlement in Russia.
Yeah, beyond the pale, as the old saying goes. That was from 1880s Russia when the Tsars banned all the Jewish brethren from, they were not allowed to practice law or banking or anything else in the major part of Russia. They had to stay beyond the pale. That's the reason for the old saying. Nobody knows this, or a lot of people know it, but not many people write about it, because that was the reason they kept them out. Because if you keep them out, they don't have control. And that's why they hated the Tsars so bad, and that's why all the different assassinations and attempted assassinations and attempted putsches, or what as in the German terminology, and that's the reason that from 1885 through 1917 they were after the Tsars, because they kept them beyond the pale.
Well, you know, it's interesting though, Jim. Matt Johnson, who used to be the editor of our magazine, The Barnes Review, wrote a very interesting book about Tsarist Russia called The Third Rome. And, you know, he points out that actually, despite that Pale of Settlement, the Jews freely flourished in the Pale of Settlement itself.
Yeah, within the Pale.
Yeah, they were not suppressed. They were not oppressed.
They were not restricted in any way as long as they stayed beyond the Pale of the Settlement.
Exactly.
So
see, Jim, you're one of the very few Americans that actually knows. You're probably one of the few people in the world who actually knows that. Now, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. It is for me, because it should be common knowledge.
That's exactly right. Well, Jim, I got to move on here. We got
other
Texans
I'm glad
on board.
You kept me on slung. Good luck, Mike.
All right, thanks for your call, Jim. All right, we got Gene from Texas. Gene, we missed you last night.
Thanks, Michael. Another thing about the protocols of Zion, if they're not true, how come they're happening now? That's a good question to ask the ADL.
Well, you know, it's funny. The ADL, in their press releases, when they put them out and they attack me, they always say that I once endorsed the protocols. And all I ever said about the protocols was that whether that document is true or not, if we look at what's happening in the world today, we see that everything outlined in the protocols has come true.
Right.
And that's just the bottom line.
It's just like Bible prophecy. That's how you prove the Bible's the Word of God. The prophecies in there have happened in history, and they're happening now.
I was going to say, I mean, that's what really makes it all scary, because we are getting toward that time in our history where it looks as though this world might actually be destroyed, and we know why that's happening.
Well, I want to talk about these Noah laws you talked about last night. I know something about them.
Go ahead.
The Noahide laws are from the Babylon Talmud of Judaism. That's their Bible. The Holy Bible that we have, that people have, that they never read that much, unfortunately, that is not their Bible. The Old Testament section, the Hebrew Scriptures are not their Bible. It's the Babylon Talmud of Judaism. Their own authors say that. There's a good book out that you can get in any bookstore called Judaism for Dummies. You know, you have all these four dummy books, and
right.
They have Judaism for Dummies, and it states that in there, of course, also. The Babylon Talmud is their Bible, and the Noahide laws, there's seven of them. They come from that Babylon Talmud of Judaism. I have the sites, even, from the Babylon Talmud, where they're found, in B. Sanhedrin 56a to 60b, little b, that's little a and little b, and also in the Tosefta, T-O-S-E-F-T-A, and the Abhoda, A-B-H-O-D-A-H, Zara, Z-A-R-A, chapter 8, verses 4 to 8. This is where you find these Noahide laws, and they were made official part of the United States government by public law 102-14, HJ, I guess that's, I don't know what the J stands for.
That's House Joint Resolution.
Yeah, it's House Resolution 104, and it was on March 20th, 1991. And believe it or not, it was on Education Day back then. The USA made this proclamation, the Joint Resolution, designating March 26, 1981 as Education Day, but they adopted the Noahide laws of Judaism on March 20th, 1991, just 6 days earlier.
Well, I thought we were supposed to have separation of religion and state in this country.
There you go. Yeah, well, there's no separation of religions and state when you have the government public schools teaching evolution, which is a religion.
That's a good point.
And it says, I'm going to read just a little from this proclamation, just a few words.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whereas Congress recognizes the historical tradition of ethical values and principles, which are the basis of civilized society and upon which our great nation was founded. Well, our great nation, America, was founded on Christianity. That's just our history. The Mayflower Compact, the first document ever written in America by the Puritan Christians who established the first college in America, Harvard. So the seven Noahide laws and the Babylon Talmud from the Babylon Talmud of Judaism was not our foundation, but like this joint resolution erroneously says. Whereas these ethical values and principles have been the bedrock of society from the dawn of civilization, which is not true because the Babylon Talmud, where they come from, is complete around 500 A.D. That's not exactly the dawn of civilization. when they are known as the seven Noahide laws. So that's what it's talking about, of course, in all this era in this resolution is the Noahide laws. Whereas without these ethical values and principle, the edifice of civilization stands in serious peril of returning to chaos. In other words, what they're saying is if if you don't adopt the Babylon Talmud of Judaism and these Noahide laws contained therein, you're going to have chaos in your society. Well, I think we adopted them, as it says, on June the 20th, we, meaning the United States government, adopted them on March 20th, 1991. Have we had any chaos since 1991?
Well, I would say that March 1991 is just about the time that we got into Iraq for the first time.
Isn't that right? And look what's happened since then. We're not having chaos in our society in America and over in Iraq today, are we? And yet the U.S. government adopted these Noahide laws from the Babylon Talmud of Judaism and said, oh, well, without these ethical values, you know, we're going to have chaos in our society. Well, the proof of the pudding's in the eating, folks.
Hey,
and
Gene,
we have, you know, just recent history proves that wrong.
Gene, can you imagine all the hell that would have been raised if some congressman had stood up on the floor of the House of Representatives and advocated adopting the Ten Commandments? Just the Ten Commandments alone would have caused a ruckus. So,
yeah.
But we can adopt the Noahide laws, and it's
right.
A really wonderful thing.
That shows you what we're under. Religiously, we're under Judaism in this country, basically. We're also
government.
Under the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is a part of it's mystical Judaism, actually, also. And that's where you get witchcraft from, is from the Kabbalah, by the way. But evolution, yeah, evolution is atheism, of course, which is part of humanism, which is also a part of secular Judaism, by the way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you see, we have a totally Judaism society, yet we say that the U.S. government doesn't adopt a religion. Well, it has. It's called Judaism.
You know, I don't mean to laugh.
It's pathetically funny.
Yeah, I mean, this is what all comes down to. The way the mass media in this country portrays our reality, it's not reality at all. It's a complete contradiction. What is black is white, and what is white is black. This is what it's all come down to, and that's why we're in the state of chaos we're in today.
Well, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 from the Bible says that they call evil good and good evil.
Well,
that sums it up right there.
I couldn't put it any better myself.
All right, well, thank you, Michael, very much.
All right, Gene, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you. All right, we have another caller from Texas, and that's Jeanette. Jeanette, come on up.
Good evening, Michael.
How are you?
I am well. On the subject of the elders or the Protocols of Zion,
mm-hmm.
I've read it, and it's pretty unpleasant little document. However, I've also been reading the Talmud online. There's a site that has the entire text of the Babylonian Talmud online.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten that far yet because it's pretty heavy going, because it's just a completely vile document.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, for everybody out there, basically the Jews think we're animals. That's how they think of us, when we are referred to as such. You know, they come right out and call the Goyim animals.
Yeah, well, it's pretty unpleasant, like you say, you know, and, you know, we're not supposed to talk about things like this, but unfortunately it's a reality.
Well, yeah, the truth is the truth, and, you know, if they don't like us talking about it, they need to, like, you know, dispense with the Talmud.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. That's going to happen. Anyway, so I was just going to say, I think they got upset with the protocols because they're kind of like an abridged version of the Talmud that got out, and, you know...
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it. Very interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Readily available for us animals to read. could I change the subject slightly?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I consider you an expert on the JFK assassination, and around about 97, 98, I was reading an article about the assassination, and it mentioned J.D. Tippit, of course, and I stopped all of a sudden. It was kind of an epiphany. And I realized I've never seen a picture of this guy.
Oh, there have been pictures of him published. I've seen them many, many times. There's actually, you know, it's funny you mention that, though. There's only one picture of him that is ever commonly published. I don't know if I've ever actually even seen any other publication of any other picture of him other than the one that I'm thinking of.
Uh-huh. Well, but, you know, when I realized that, I started to search on the Internet, and it took me 3 months to find one, and I finally found a gentleman who has an archive of JFK assassination information, and he sent me two pictures of him, his official police force photo and then another, you know, casual photo. And, well, you've seen the one picture of him, and do you realize who he looks like?
Well, who?
He looks more like Robert Kennedy, but he looked like the Kennedys.
You know something? You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
I was wondering, you know, with all of your work on the subject, have you done much looking into him?
No, you know, I haven't. I tell you, I have to say that actually in the research that I've done, I was very, very delinquent in not looking more carefully into some of the things that were going on in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very interesting.
Yeah, question is, you know, has anybody ever disinterred his body to see what might be there?
Well, I tell you, I don't think they have.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know.
And to do it, they would have to have, you know, some sort of legal pretext to do it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, you know, I tell you, when I wrote my book on the Kennedy assassination, I said in there very, very clearly at one point that there were a lot of areas in the JFK assassination that I really think a lot of people could explore, just one specific area like that,
mm-hmm.
and they could probably come up with some real dynamite information.
Yeah.
That might point us even further, you know, in the direction of, if not solving the case, at least nailing things down further. So if there's anybody out there listening, I hope somebody out there will do that. In fact, you know, it occurs to me, Jeanette,
mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone has ever really even, out of all the books that have been written on the Kennedy assassination and the various aspects of it, whether broad-ranging conspiratorial aspects or explorations of little corners of the whole story, I don't think anyone's ever done a book on Officer Tippit, and that in itself is remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, his name is mentioned right alongside JFK's when anybody talks about that day.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, he's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle, but a lot of times, you know, in my own research, I discovered that some of those things that were lost in the shuffle were actually things that, in the bigger picture, really helped me put together my own thesis, whether
mm-hmm.
it's right or wrong. So,
mm-hmm.
so if there's anybody out there listening, there's a research project for you. Maybe there's a bestseller there.
That would be great.
Good idea.
I'm curious about the whole thing. When I started having such a time finding a picture of him, that's when I got curious.
Yeah, those are the kind of things that do make you curious. I know exactly
mm-hmm.
what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through it myself on looking for other information, you know, even today on the Internet, it's very interesting, you know. There will be something that's real important news that's happened somewhere, and, you know, it might be mentioned in a local newspaper, but that's the only place it's mentioned. You don't find anything about it on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
you know, not even in a Google News search. And, you know, if it doesn't make Google News, then that's very, very interesting because Google News has just about everything.
Yeah, they got their tentacles everywhere, you know.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And one final thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of an up note. Did you hear about Ron Paul?
I'm glad you brought that up.
I wanted to mention that.
That's right.
I got to confess, I've fantasized about this happening, and I, you know, at first I thought, oh, it's a joke, you know. So I went to his official website, and yeah, it's true.
Ron Paul is running for president. You
absolutely.
Know, out of all the bad people in Congress. When I say that Congress is loaded with bad people, I always make a mental note to myself, and hopefully I would say it on the air, that there is at least one good man there in Congress, and that's Ron Paul from Texas. And he apparently is running for president, and I gather it's going to be for the Republican presidential nomination.
Yes, yes.
Well, thanks for your call on Tippit, and thanks for bringing up Congressman Paul, because I actually had intended to mention that at the outset of the program. I had just discovered it before I came on the air, so that's a reminder to everybody else that there is a good man in Congress, and
yeah.
he's out there, and he does deserve our support.
And we'll finally have someone to vote for.
Exactly, instead of none of the above.
Yes.
All right, Jeanette, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
All right, let's go to David in Massachusetts. We have a break coming up, but we'll hold you over the break, David.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Dave?
Good, good to talk to you again. I want to mention the gentleman was on earlier, and he talked about some of the Jewish people in Russia and the immigration pattern. I want to mention this about South America and concerning Argentina, that the Jewish people as a whole, I never heard a Jew in this country ever have a good word to say about Juan Perón. Yet, I know that in the 1950s, well, it was after he was overthrown in 54 or 55, but in that period, there were still known to be somewhere around 400,000 Jewish immigrants in Argentina who had come in from the end of the World War II period.
Hey, David, hold that thought. We're going to this break, and we'll bring you up for the last 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper wrapping it up here. Stay tuned. A little bit more after the break.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Michael Collins Piper here, wrapping up the hour and the week here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got David from Massachusetts. Pointed out, Dave, that like about 400,000 Jewish immigrants to Argentina.
I remember reading at one time, it could have been about the 60s, 400,000 Jewish immigrants in Argentina. They had virtually every one of them have come in after 1945. Juan Perón was elected president of Argentina for his first five-year term in 46. He was overthrown in 55. And yet, I've never heard a Jewish person ever have a good word to say for him. But if he was so much against the Jewish people, how come there were 400,000 Jewish immigrants in Argentina?
You know, that's a very interesting point. That says a lot about a lot of things, including the fact that those 400,000 people had to have come from somewhere, and I have a feeling that they came from Europe.
I believe that you're probably 99.99% correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say another thing, too, concerning the issue of let me see here, about, well, we've talked about this before in Iraq. I have said before, I know that you've said it, if the Bush administration had wanted Saddam Hussein to live, he'd still be alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They gave the order, we want him dead, so he's dead.
That's exactly right.
And they're trying to crawl out and make it look like, well, this is a total freedom of action of the government of Iraq.
Yeah, those evil Iraqis did it. We didn't. Yeah. Exactly.
Iraq is an occupied nation. They were occupied by the forces of the United States, mostly, and Britain secondarily. They are not a free country. And I know, as you know and others know, there probably are a lot of Iraqis who wanted them dead, but there's a lot of Iraqis who didn't.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know what amazes me is there's so many Americans who just really, you know, who really just don't understand what's going on over there, and they have these really twisted views that, it's no wonder considering the fact they're constantly bombarded with lies and distortions by the mass media.
And this bears to repetition. Among the other things I want to say, this bears to repeat time and time again. Of all of the governments of Western Asia, with a Muslim of the large majority, the only two governments that ever treated the Christian minority with any dignity is Iraq and Syria. And they're the two governments that the Bush administration is against the most.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now, if Bush could do it, he would extend the war in Iraq into Syria just on the basis of phony accusations that Syria is somehow trying to cause trouble there. That's exactly what he's doing with Iran and Syria.
Absolutely true. False accusations, just like that weapons of mass destruction baloney. It's all baloney.
Yet,
not true.
But, Dave, people still believe it.
There are people who believe it. I know that the people who tend to call into this program, who listen, I'm sure by a big majority, don't believe it. But there are plenty of people in the country who believe everything they hear.
Yeah, well, see, that it all comes back. It all comes back to what I always say. That's why we got to build up the listenership for Republic Broadcasting and the subscriptions to newspapers like American Free Press and the Idaho Observer, and just get the word out there. Because
that's right.
That's really the only weapon we have right now. We don't control the nuclear bombs, but we do. We do have a monopoly on the truth.
And I'll tell you what, it will definitely be shown in history that Bush is among the most vicious persons who has ever been the head of a major country in the last 100 years.
Dave, we're wrapping it up here. I appreciate your call. Have a good weekend, everybody. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, urging you to stay tuned for more good programming here on RBNLive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.